Welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am, of course, Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, and as always, I'm joined by Tommy McNamara, the Prince of Snarkness, the Dog of Wolf Street.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited. We have very special guests.
We today. Do. I'm really excited for this episode. A lot of these episodes we do, we pay a lot of lip service to the guests. Most of the time, we give a shit about 30%.
Oh,
I'd
Tim
say.
McLaughlin. How'd we get him?
He lives here.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's our roommate. Most of the guests are our roommates. We've done 100 episodes now. I'd say 70% of the guests are our roommates.
Yeah, this is 101, by the way. This is the start of a new century. So
yeah. 101. You don't seem excited, Joe.
You seem angered by that.
Yeah, why are you so angry, Joe?
I'm pissed.
We have hosts of the show.
Who cares
about
the
Rock Hall? Joe Quazala and Kristen Studdard.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't finish saying. We're very excited.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Listen, you know, when you hear them talk about those other podcast guests, that's just industry bullshit. But,
right.
But when
their
you hear them talk about us, it's real.
Yeah. That's right. A lot of our guests, their people hit up our people, and we're kind of strong-armed into having them. And this time, we just wanted you guys
from
here.
The heart.
Joe, three-timers club.
Oh, my God.
You Lisa Traeger. That's it.
You incredible. And Lisa Traeger.
I know I said it.
You and Lou Bega.
I know I said it. And
podcast number
wow.
five.
Wow, Lisa Traeger standing by Lou Bega? Is that who she stood for?
No. I hope no one noticed and everyone noticed.
Are you guys both the Dog of Wolf Street?
No, I'm the Wolf of Dog Street, okay. You fucking asshole.
I'm sorry. Sorry for not paying attention to those very relevant nicknames for you guys.
You guys just
more like Revenant nicknames. Leonardo DiCaprio is in the movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio. You guys just recorded a classic episode of your podcast.
What will definitely go down as a classic episode that somehow 20 minutes of it was lost.
Like the Dead Sea Scrolls.
It is an episode that is like, I think will probably, it's like a recap of an event that a lot of people are like, paying attention to.
If people were going to pay attention, if people were going to listen to an episode, mm-hmm. It might be this one. And it begins with Joe being like,
sorry,
well, we lost 20 minutes of it. And then going in on my memory for a while.
That is my fault, to be honest. I should have warned you. This board, you know, it serves no other master. And,
yeah.
It is a wild horse.
I like the idea of blaming the board. Because I feel like it was just me.
So just to clarify for the listeners, it is the day after the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2019.
Last night, we were there. And
that is what our podcast is about.
Right.
And we just did a recap episode, which will, you know, we're going to break news to the people.
Yes.
I mean, I think without a doubt, we'll be the only podcast that covers this.
Yeah, because
thing that
nobody
no cares.
Cares
about.
Well, Serial Season 4 is about the Rock and Roll.
Yeah, right.
It's a deep dive.
While you recorded, Kristen pointed out that there was some excitement happening in the background because we just watched you guys record, which was very fun. It's a great episode.
I bet that was
a lot
of fun. I
highly recommend it. Can I give a spoiler?
Yeah, do it.
A King of Limbs reference. I told you after any King of Limbs joke, I'm going to enjoy. Mm. You said you wanted to know what we were excited about in the background.
They were giddy. You had your fingers crossed. You showed each other your phones.
Me and Tim McLaughlin, past guest / roommate of the podcast,
yes.
We've been playing Wheel of Fortune against each other on our phones.
Oh, and
this is a terrible start.
Yeah,
I really
thought
it was going to be.
Nope, nothing exciting.
Wow.
I mean, it is exciting. It's a great app. They don't sponsor the show, but hey, download the Wheel of Fortune app.
You play with someone in your, like you
you play with someone who lives in the same apartment with you.
It's fun.
Is it the roommate's edition?
Yeah, they have a special roommate's edition. You have to pay $40 a month for it, but it's really worth it.
All the clues are very site-specific.
Yeah, whose turn is it to do the dishes?
Oh, man.
Category is what's that smell? Like.
So we're going to do what we did last time Joe was on. We're going to go through each of the inductees. We're going to play one song, and we're going to talk about him a little bit. And this is very exciting. This is like talking to a fan of football after the Super Bowl. This is very exciting.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah,
went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's, you know, last year we talked about the inductees and it felt like it fit a little bit better with the theme of your show, mm-hmm. because there were some inductees who people aren't fans of, and I wasn't necessarily fans of, and it was just kind of whatever. This year, we're relatively on board with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you want us to pretend to hate them?
No.
Oh,
no,
I can,
no. That would be insane.
I can, no problem.
We do. Here's force. The deal. I'm willing to do that. Yeah.
We do force our guests to do that. And also, the premise of the show is that,
it's that they love
is
them.
That they yeah. love the fans.
Right. Right. I gotta go. Yeah, I'm going to storm out.
You both want to storm out.
Right, so here's what we'll do.
Also, to be clear, the premise of our podcast, the other podcast that they're referencing,
yes.
is that Joe cares deeply about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I do not. And that is
nice.
That continues to be the case.
But less so.
Less so, as I have spent many hours of my life.
It's like you're Janet Jackson and... I'm Joe Jackson.
Oh, no.
So why don't
no.
I think it's very similar.
Let's start with Janet Jackson.
Though. Yes.
Yeah.
I have to run and grab my phone. I just realized I didn't have it. I need it for the songs.
So will you explain talk about Janet Jackson
yeah,
and
for
the
sure.
weirdness of her
Well, just
speech.
Like
yeah.
Joe Jackson is a very...
he's a notorious bad dude.
Abusive
yes.
guy.
Kanye West raps about him.
I mean,
when
it's,
did he rap about him?
He says Joe Jackson. He does a verse about how like Michael Jackson, Joe Jackson, he's like, it's like he's going to, oh, whatever. Don't worry about it. He talks about Joe Jackson.
Yeah,
this is
you.
A great moment in my life. I wish I could cut it from yeah. my own memory, and I can't, and that's fine.
But anyway, Janet
he's
was...
He's notoriously a... He sucks. He
yeah,
was
obviously everyone
dad.
Knows that Joe Jackson was an abusive man, specifically to his children, and was like
hell-bent
a...
Hell-bent on their
really cracking
success.
The whip. Mm-hmm. And Janet was super... complimentary and referenced him kind of a lot in her speech.
At one point, I do think she said, like, couldn't have asked for a better family and father. Like,
which is the craziest thing to say. As,
yeah. She talked about her family a lot in the... And here's the thing. I stan Janet Jackson. I love her. Career is important to me. I think it's cool. I love her a lot. That was a weird speech that she gave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went in and out of, like, good and strange.
And she is, I don't know, she's an icon. I love her.
Mm-hmm. That is, like, the one time you can argue with the phrase, I couldn't ask for a better family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When anyone else says that, you have to be like, sure.
It's yeah. the Manson family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. So I have a Janet Jackson song here to play.
Which I had not heard before and loved.
And love. Mm-hmm.
Listening to.
It's a groove. Yeah, so Kristen doesn't know the songs that I picked.
Oh, you,
oh,
picked,
you picked
these
all
songs?
Of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that this was...
This
is how our podcast goes, too, though. I like Joe does all the work, and I show up and talk shit.
So this is a song called When I Think of You.
Oh, this is my favorite.
Let's I'm nice.
This is my favorite Janet Jackson song.
Oh, really?
I'm nice.
Yes.
I knew,
like,
of course,
this
knew
is
that.
My number one favorite. Dang. I love her, but like this song is so good. I love it with my whole heart and soul. Do you hear how it just starts and you're just there?
Yep.
Bring in the layers.
I'm there.
And there's a breakdown at the end. She's bass. I love this song.
I'm just trying to think of, like, for every song, should we just go, you hear how it starts? As the way of complimenting it. And then it's just there. I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna skip forward a little bit.
Yeah, she'll sing eventually. Nope.
No, she won't.
What are we supposed to be doing?
You know, we just listen
to talk, whatever.
Oh, grooving the fuck out.
I will warn you, when we talk over it, nobody can hear us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, perfect. This is a great operation, both for my podcast and yours.
It's fine. People like to hear.
Man, oh man, what is truly anybody doing? I have the biggest podcast of my life to release, and I fucked it up. And I'm, you know what? I'm blaming you guys.
I love that Joe just called it the biggest podcast.
It's the biggest podcast of my life.
A sentence that wouldn't make any sense 20 years ago. Don't you understand? It's the biggest podcast of my life.
Yeah.
Okay, we actually just lost like a minute of our show.
This place is haunted.
Today is cursed. I swear that rarely happens. I was just saying that it happens sometimes, but I did catch it pretty quickly, which I'm happy about. We didn't waste too much of your time. I would have been upset.
Who's to say? Has any of this not been away?
Boy, I think we're having a good
time.
She's
a meanie. She's not nice.
We opened our home.
Yeah. Aren't you staying with us, Joe?
Yeah. Maybe I got to look for another place.
That was Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Yeah.
Yes, Tom.
We know.
Which I said. No, I think we have you guys saying that.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, should I just repeat? Should I repeat what I said, even if it's already going to be in here?
Yes.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were the Minneapolis-based production team that kind of took Janet out of the Jackson family and kind of gave her new life as a superstar.
Much to her dad's chagrin.
Her loving and perfect father.
Is he alive?
Joe Jackson. He died this year and was in the in memoriam.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. We got a double dose of Joe in the ceremony, and it was not fun.
Well, and here's the thing. Janet Jackson was my biggest person that I wanted to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. There's a moment in our podcast from when Joe is revealing who is like being inducted, where we have gotten six nominees. There's no way that we're going to get a seventh. Like there's not going to be a seventh inductee there. There's never been talk of seven. This is
there
the first year
that there
hasn't
been that many inductees since like 2004.
Oh, yeah. Really? Wow.
And so we get to six. The Cure, he's revealed The Cure, and I'm like, oh, wow, The Cure is in. I'm so happy for you. That was your number one pick.
You're a big Cure boy.
I'm so mad about Janet. And then he starts to play that song, and he's like, there's a seventh inductee this year.
It's a moment.
I almost burst into tears.
True emotion. Wow.
And I don't care about the Rock Hall, but my emotions have been manipulated in such a way that I can't believe it's real.
And you say I'm not like Joe Jackson in your Janet? I think in many ways we're discovering that I am.
And she didn't perform, you said?
She did not perform.
Why?
The
why
ceremony.
Is that?
Her. We have it on pretty good authority that the production value of what she was asking for was just not something the Hall was able to put together with the money and resources that they have.
And they're not going to start a Kickstarter?
No.
Thanks, Joe.
No.
All right, new rule. No one's allowed to record another podcast before they do ours in our home. We're not getting sloppy seconds of your podcast brain, bitch.
I'm sorry if I'm not bringing it.
Let me just say, my girl does give me that podcast brain. I have to mention.
Oh, boy.
I have to.
Yeah, you do have to mention. I like Janet Jackson.
Should
too.
We start over?
No, it'll be a curse that we didn't lose the first 20 minutes of this one. No, this is fun. I want to talk more about Janet because I like her too. So this is your favorite Janet song, When I Think of You. Mac Man, you got a fave?
I don't really know that much Janet Jackson music.
Guys,
I have to be
you
honest.
Do,
and
I know you don't why. Even know why.
I know why you don't know much Janet Jackson.
It's
because Les Moonves made it his mission to like clear her from the radio after
the
Super Bowl ceremony.
Really? Yeah.
Because he felt that she did not supplicate enough afterwards.
That her apology was not up to his standards. Ugh. It's really fucked up because her career was pretty spotless up till that point, and then he almost like unilaterally like was
a
like
vendetta.
You're done.
He got
it's so out of character
deal.
For him too.
Yeah, Les Moonves is such a great
he's such
guy.
A chill
I'm shocked
dude.
To hear that.
Yeah, he got her book deal taken away. Like he stopped her music videos being played on all the Viacom stations.
Oh,
like
wow.
Yeah, it was wild.
That's one of the reasons why this was such a fitting and like kind of beautiful time for her to be inducted.
Yeah,
at that's the
really
end
cool.
of this year. When Les Moonves falls, it's like Janet will rise from the ashes and will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead.
What's up? He's back.
My fave is All For You, which I think is great.
Oh, that's a great song.
Later period.
True banger.
Yeah.
Together Again is one of my favorites.
Hell yeah. If you have a favorite, tweet at us. Stand by your sure. band.
If you have a favorite, go into the bathroom, look in the mirror, and just kind of mutter
just
it.
Just say it a few
if
times.
If you have a favorite,
Joe
press
Jackson
play and say, this is where it starts. So you hear how it starts?
Yeah.
Cool way.
All right, let's move on to the next inductee. Who else we have this year that we're excited about?
I mean, so if Kristen's number one was Janet Jackson, my number one was The Cure.
Sure. Okay, so the Cure song we have is In Between Days.
Yeah.
And this is how it starts.
Yeah, this is, so listen to how this starts.
Listen to how it starts.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
It's there.
There, it's there. Yeah, you can definitely tell that it's starting. They were so good.
They were great.
I know. I'm being nice. Now, this is the part where you don't talk over because you won't be able to hear it.
I mean, if I lower it, we can hear it.
Yeah, but I want to fucking jam.
See, it's hard to jam.
What's great about all these songs is that there's no words for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Really take their time.
Songs.
I think you're just about to get to it.
This is the day I got so old. This is a sing-along podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yesterday I got so old. It made me want to cry.
Go on, just walk away. Go on, your choice. The Cure. Go on. It's good.
Also, there's some emo stuff, all the lyrics, that they're like...
Wait, are you saying The Cure is a little emo?
Listen up, guys. I don't know if you guys know this, but The Cure, they're some sensitive boys.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were great. They did perform, and they were fucking on fire.
I would love to see that. Yeah. Do they tour at all?
Like, yeah, they do.
Majorly tour, and they apparently play like long concerts,
like
4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
I don't love that.
Several encores.
Yeah.
Even a band I like, I'm always like, hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
I don't need to see anything more than an hour and a half. In fact, mm-hmm. films, I leave 90 minutes in.
Yep.
I set my timer. Yeah. It starts beeping.
You don't watch the
in.
Film. You look at your timer.
Yeah, I watch it count down, and honestly, that's pretty entertaining.
Mm-hmm. The numbers,
the
you get all of them. They're all, the whole gang's here. You know?
You're like, ooh, nine's coming back around.
Yeah. It's better
favorite.
Than Tim Burton's Dumbo, I'll tell you that much.
Whoa. Hey. Whoa.
Dumbo.
Hot take.
Is that even out?
It's not even out.
It is out.
What?
As
it came
weekend?
Out on Friday, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, yeah. You guys were too busy at the
Well, yesterday
school.
I got so old.
So old.
Did they sing, it's Friday, I'm inducted? did they sing that?
Were you there?
Joe,
I didn't know
me.
You were there.
That's just a flawless, you know, wordplay right there.
Yes,
too. I don't know how they passed it up.
Mm-hmm. Saturday. Wait. yeah, no, they were good. They played like some deep cuts too.
How many songs did they play?
Five.
Oh wow.
Which is they are like the hall is like transitioning into like more of a concert than it used to mm-hmm. be, which is good. Like they're cutting down on people's speeches. Like Robert Smith was the only one from The Cure to give a speech, which usually like everyone gets to say something, and that's no good. Because there's like fucking 10 members of The Cure who were inducted. And even if they each
they
only spoke...
they all have wives and families that right, they need yeah. to talk about. They have their own journey that they need us to go on.
That thing could have easily been an hour just of them
just
giving
the
speeches.
Cure.
But only Robert Smith...
Just The Cure.
Yeah, of just The Cure giving speeches.
Eey.
But instead, it seems like they're offering for the artists to, if they want to play more songs, only one person speaks. And it's just, it makes for a way better.
It's a good trade.
That's awesome. That is a good trade.
Yeah. And when everyone speaks, as the one, when I did your podcast, you get people from the Ramones saying, God bless George Bush.
Yeah.
Oh,
God bless America
and
God bless George
Bush. And I'll
go ahead
and say it. Yeah. God.
Oh, Jesus.
I forgot about that. So much has happened. I fucking hate
Ramones. Well, you know, Bush is good now. That's what everybody
oh,
says.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys not hear that Bush is good now?
Yeah,
and
he
we
paints
like
pictures of dogs, and that's
yeah.
cool. We like that. That's that making me happy. Right? Is that the phrase? George Bush painted the dog, it making me happy.
Yesterday I got so old. So that was your big one. And that then the rest of this is just filler.
It's
Am I right?
Like, who give a fucking shit, dude? I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, no, the like we said, we like these.
The rest of them are good.
Yeah.
For the most part, they're good. This, they're good.
So the ceremony opened with Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now, was she her classic rude girl self?
What?
Stevie Nicks. She has that rep as a rude lady.
No, she does not.
What are you talking about?
She's
Stevie
got
Nicks?
A rep as your magical aunt.
I love like, Stevie Nicks.
Yeah,
I
but,
love her.
But
Tom's got a mouthful of kombucha and he's insulting
a
legend.
Mouthful of kombucha? Whoa.
Hey, I have a question. Tom, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You've not heard that Stevie Nicks can be a bit of a, you know, cold lady?
Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying.
I've heard it 4 times from you in the past minute. And you've given us nothing beyond just being like,
you haven't heard that Stevie Nicks is like a crude dude?
No.
I've just heard this.
No, wait. Stevie Nicks is like, I don't know. She's magic. She's witchy. What's...
A lesser comedian would say, Tom, those are just rumors. But I'm not that comedian.
Hold
for edit. I don't like the vibe of this episode. I just heard this. I don't know. I don't remember what
Tom
I
is googling it. Stevie Nicks bitch. Right?
Yeah, that's not true. I said Stevie Nicks rude dude.
Good lord.
Nonetheless, let's move along.
She played a song that I love.
Yes.
She played not the song that you put on the air, but she played Stand Back, which was probably my favorite solo.
She opened the whole show with that.
That's a great song.
Mm-hmm. She played the only 4 Stevie Nicks solo songs that anyone knows, and 2 of them are duets.
Okay, including the one we picked.
Yeah, so she played Edge of 17, mm-hmm. She played Stand Back, and then she played Leather and Lace with Don Henley, who came out, surprise, he's here. And then she played this one.
Straight up, looking like my stepdad. Don Henley looks a lot like my stepdad, and it is triggering.
Yeah, and then this song, famously with Tom Petty, but she played it
she
with
performed
Harry
it
Styles.
With Harry Styles.
Oh.
1D.
Let's hear some of Stop Dragon.
1D-rection.
1D-rection.
Mouthful of kombucha.
1D erection.
Turn up the music.
Drown me out, bitch.
Sloppy Seconds podcast brain. This is how it starts.
Okay, alright. Okay, yeah, here it is. That's it. This is,
Yes,
Tom
please.
Is looking at his laptop with a look of disgust.
I was going to say, I was going to come back with this. I'm a pro, Joe. I
just
want
the people to know what I'm feeling.
So I searched Stevie Nicks asshole.
And I got all these pictures.
No, what came up is...
From a proctologist.
There's this rumor that... There's this rumors. Now, a better comedian would say... There's a rumor that Stevie Nicks did coke anally, and there's like 500 results about this when you search Stevie
asshole.
Nicks asshole. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Apparently, it's like a move. Yeah. Nice. What having cocaine blown into your butthole does to your body.
We
That's
do
like
stand.
Pre-butt chugging. Mm-hmm. It's
butt snorting.
Butt snorting. Yes. Butt sniffing.
Yeah. Butt snuff.
They made like the best album of all time. And this is what we're doing.
I realized I was thinking of Lindsey Buckingham, by the way.
Oh,
yeah. He's a jerk. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No doubt. And he He's a. The Stevie is a woman and Lindsey is a man.
Whoa.
The greatest irony of all.
And you park in a driveway and Lindsey is a man.
That's the famous riddle. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that Stevie was there, and I apologize about the comments I made. Yeah, mostly about her asshole.
Had you heard that song, Tom?
I had not. I had heard that song, yes.
But you had never heard Stop Dragging My Heart Around?
No.
I love Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Which, how do you feel about Tom Petty, Tom?
I love Tom some Petty. Songs, but famously on this podcast, someone requested to do a Tom Petty episode, and Tom was like, that's insane. We can never talk about Tom Petty as if
Tom
he's like
Petty
somebody you have to defend.
Tom Petty is incredibly popular. Yeah. Who he?
And Tommy,
so I said, Free Falling is one of my most hated songs, and I think it sucks, and I still think it sucks. So I was like, well, I think we could do it because of that.
Yeah.
And then the next day, Tom Petty died.
Yep.
So, literally the next day.
You killed him.
I literally killed him.
Killed him, you shithead.
How do you dare you fucking do that to a legend? He's a legend.
Yeah. Free Fallen also isn't like the worst song.
I personally
say it's great.
It.
I don't know.
I really like it. It's a great scene in Jerry Maguire, the greatest film of all time, of course.
Inarguably. Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to shit on that and tomorrow Tom Cruise is gone? I don't think so, buddy. I'm not having it on my pod.
He's going to outlive us all.
Wow.
One of the big points of conversation about the Rock Hall this year was whether or not Radiohead was going to show up.
And they were second after Stevie Nicks. And two members of Radiohead showed up.
Which ones?
Phil and
the
Ed.
Least important.
Didn't get Johnny?
Yeah.
No, we couldn't get Tommy.
No. Who took Johnny?
Tommy, Johnny, Colin. Nope.
That is so funny that that's the two who showed. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How were they?
You know, I liked their speeches.
Joe liked them because they reinforced the idea that the hall is important.
Well, because as a group, they have been very ambivalent about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then they
like them and the rest of the world. It's like all of
they stick out among musicians as being kind of nonplussed, you know. Because the other artists showed up and were very happy and going into it and believed it was an honor, but Radiohead did not. But being there, they were able to get it. Like being in the room and being like, oh shit. The quote is that Ed O'Brien was like, this is a big fucking deal. And I get it now.
That's awesome.
I didn't before. But
oh,
like,
that's cool.
Yeah. And he said he wished that they were there because they would have felt that in the room too.
Yeah.
It's I relate. Because I super, in my daily life, it doesn't matter to me. I don't think about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who cares? But then you get into, like, you get there or you see that it matters to people and then it starts to matter to you. The Stockholm Syndrome of us all.
Do you think if it happened in 10 years, Radiohead would have, like, all come and they would have performed? You know what I mean? Like, is it too close?
Depends on what their career is like.
Yeah, it's hard to tell where they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's an interesting. You know, every once in a while, for the 25th anniversary of the Rock Hall, they did like a big concert with a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like if they do it for like the 40th, maybe that's an opportunity for Radiohead to finally like acknowledge it.
Yeah, for sure.
Here's an interesting fact that I know.
Here we go.
Apparently, the song.
What an excellent intro!
So everyone knows.
We're on the edge of our seats. Interesting fact that you know.
An interesting fact that I know is that, and it was a funny way that I said it. I made a choice to say something in a funny way. I didn't know this until a couple days ago.
Yes,
me and
we were talking about Radiohead.
Yeah. So we all know that Radiohead hates the song Creep. It's the song that kind of launched them, but like they resent it because they felt they had to play it or whatever. And apparently the song My Iron Lung is about creep.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Ugh, here we go.
Give us some anecdotes, Joe. Tell us your wisdom about Radiohead.
Give me some stuff about
I want Radiohead anecdotes.
What I would like is for you to say, here are some interesting facts I know.
So
that would be funny.
Really cool
comedy
way to,
podcast.
That's a cool way to cue up a story, baby.
I am trying to think if there are any interesting facts about Radiohead that I know.
Well, we were talking about how they were.
Pablo Honey is a quote from a Jerky Boys recording.
There's an anecdote.
There you go.
This Wow, here's the fruits that have come from this.
Fact. Yeah, and Pablo honey.
What about that green? We were talking about that the other night.
The JFL the green man?
He's actually a huge Radiohead fan. Yeah,
that's actually inspired by a Radiohead song.
An OK Computer is famously an Abbott and Costello bit, as we all know.
Yeah. Oh, do you, the JFL Green Man is actually a paranoid android. No, the thing about the Conan Green Week or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I think people might actually like that story.
And NBC did like a Green Week. Years ago.
Wasn't there a 30 Rock? Didn't 30
yeah,
Rock
Greenzo,
just
with like David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer, yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And like everyone was involved. I think specifically there was one day, and it was like that Thursday, and like there was
yeah.
a 30 Rock. And the Conan episode that night, Radiohead performed, but they via satellite, because they were like, it's Green Week, and this is something that it matters a lot to us in keeping our carbon footprint down, and like to fly from England to New York
would be hypocritical.
Yeah, yeah. The amount of energy that's used mm-hmm. for that type of transportation is something that is ungodly, and so we're happy to perform, but in the spirit of things, we'll
well
play.
Didn't you say that Tom York didn't take planes for a year or something?
That was Brian Eno.
Oh, well,
Brian Eno of Roxy Music.
Yes. Oh, hey, are we moving into the...
we'll
yeah.
do them next, but we
yeah.
still haven't listened
yeah,
to the radio
listen.
Sound.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But was there,
oh,
was
yeah,
there
yeah.
more to that? Or?
Oh, no. No. Kristen thought it was a different story, so
yeah.
no. So, unfortunately, no.
But, yeah, so one time they performed by a satellite on Conan. Cool.
And
the
they
end.
Performed Satellite by Dave Matthews Band.
They performed Satellite of
Satellite.
It would be the worst song ever. Radiohead covering Satellite.
But you know, Dave Matthews both loves and is like extremely jealous of Radiohead.
Really?
Because like they started out at like the same time-ish. And like, you know, Dave Matthews probably thinks of himself as like, you know, a good musician.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Dave Matthews likes himself.
But if you can, I mean, imagine you start at the same time as Radiohead and you just see this other group just be incredible out of the gate.
Yeah.
And like you're, even though you maybe at a certain time are more popular or like you're getting more hits on the radio and you just watch someone just like basically doing everything that you are unable to do.
And he famously submitted his own score for Phantom Thread.
Yes. And he submitted to JFL this year.
Yes, I think he's going to get it.
Unwrapped.
He's unwrapped, yeah. He sent a tape, yeah.
Let's hear some optimistic from Kid A.
Kid A. Kick out of that.
Joe said he was going to do it, but I'm going to fucking do it because I'm the one who did it in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's funny, I hate skipping forward in a Radiohead song because it, like, it's just going to jump to an insane thing. That
yeah.
I'm still going. This one just came out.
It's like theories. Crazy. It's the last band that's going to sound like this that could be popular.
Here we go. We're coming.
Joe is just mouthing the words to this. He's making, I don't know, choir face?
I like the idea that someone is listening.
The podcaster's prayer.
So, York revealed in 2003 that the song's chorus, you can try the best you can, you can try the best you can, the best you can is good enough,
came from
words of encouragement.
Little engine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. from his partner, Rachel Owen. He was worried that nothing he'd done was releasable, which speaks to what you were just saying, Chris.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just wild that Radiohead is a mainstream band. Mm-hmm. Like, there is not a reason for it. I mean, the reason is Creep, and the reason is Creep.
The reason is Creep. I just feel like there is something going on with Radiohead that's, like, a little bit undefinable, where it's just, like, this. I mean, the songs are just very, very good. Yeah. They're, like, operating on a different level in a way that you can't. It's almost hard to articulate, but they're just, like, better than everyone, and I think that will shine through even if the work is challenging or, you know, not necessarily commercial.
Well, and you said this the other night. I was just like, at the Rock Hall, David Byrne said that, like, Paranoid Android is, like, our generation's, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody or whatever.
But oh, wow.
We were talking about how, like, they're kind of like our Pink Floyd, you
That's
know,
good. Yeah.
A band that is just like
Pink Floyd is so. I always think about this. Pink Floyd is so weird, and like their songs and albums are like. Another Brick in the Wall was a number one song.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that's like, it barely has a hook. Like it's just, and it ends with like, God, well, gotcha, God. If you don't eat your meat, you can't get any pudding. It's just like the crazy. They have a song called "Welcome to the Machine."
Yeah,
that is a classic rock staple, yeah. The whole song is like, "Welcome to the machine."
Makes you feel like you're on Quaaludes. Like,
and Pink Floyd has sold more albums than like anybody. And it's a thing, I think, of the artistry shining through, but also I think it's a thing of, like, it's the right thing at the right time.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a band like Pink Floyd gets to be the biggest band in the world at any other time in history.
Sure.
My thoughts. 1600s? Agreed. Let's try it.
Time machine.
Don't even know about machines.
Ooh, Hot Tub Time Machine 3. Let's get going.
Yeah, welcome to the machine.
Welcome to the Hot Tub Time Machine.
There it is. We did it.
It took four. Sometimes it takes 4 months.
we were also having this discussion about Radiohead. I'm kind of a, I'm a The Benz No Okay Computer Radiohead fan. Like, I like their more alternative rock stuff than their experimental stuff. Where do you guys fall?
I'm similar. Yeah.
But you like Kid A, though, too.
I do like Kid A, but like it took me a while to get into it. And like Optimistic.
I think it takes everybody a while, though, to get into Kid A. Like,
Optimistic is like the most like accessible track on that album.
Well, and I love OK Computer. That was like a big deal to me. But then Kid A came out. I thought it was awesome. I got really into Hail to the Thief.
I love Hail to the Thief. That's probably, I like OK Computer probably the best, and then maybe In Rainbows, and then Hail to the Thief. I really love In Rainbows.
I saw them live. The only time I've seen them live was at a festival in New Jersey that was supposed to be like a 2-day camping festival in like 2003.
Oh, shit.
And it was, the headliners were The Beastie Boys, Beck, and Radiohead.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
yeah
a good time.
It was supposed to be 2 days. It got condensed to one. It was at Giant Stadium instead in Jersey. And it had rained all day. The Beastie Boys, who I love, had performed, and they were like terrible. They were very out of practice, and they kept like stepping on each other's lines. It sucked. I was very disappointed because I like love them. And then
it should be very easy for them to coordinate.
I know.
One says one
switch
thing,
off?
And then they all say the last word,
the rhyme together. Like that's a Beastie Boys. That's what they
invented.
Yeah,
how hard is that?
It was not good. They were like literally powwowing on stage. Ad-Rock was like apologizing to the people. He was like, "Listen, guys, we're sorry. We're just trying to put the best show on that we can for you all. So give us just a set." Like they were. It was wildly bad.
Beastie Boys huddle. Come on, team.
Sounds like they need to listen to the song we just listened to.
Get it together. Oh, I was like,
try the best you can.
The best you can is good enough.
But then it had taken forever for the stage to get set up for Beck. They had this big like light thing and change. They had to change the whole thing. Whatever. Beck is about to walk on stage and apparently he slipped backstage and had to be taken to the hospital. So we all waited forever for the stage to get changed again. And then we're sitting there and then Radiohead came out and they played for almost 2 hours.
Wow. And that's were they incredible.
Amazing? And it was amazing. It was right at Hail to the Thief had come out the week before.
Oh, wow.
And so it was like, I had bought the CD. I don't even think I had bought it yet. I don't think it was. Whatever. It was unbelievable. They were playing a bunch of stuff from Hail to the Thief that people didn't even know yet, but it was just incredible.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was so good. And so that album, it's like a crystallized moment in time for me, and I'll always love it. And also, fuck Bush, guys. I know that we think he... I know we said he's cool.
No, but Bush like, you sucks.
Guys, but you guys, I don't
but
like
But we do
him.
Remain apolitical on the show, and that's the number one thing.
Yeah, that's a good rule for comedy. It's just don't get too controversial.
You don't take a side.
Yeah, just stick to jokes, guys.
Give everybody a chance. Everybody. yeah, I still haven't seen Radiohead live, and it's insane.
So I've seen really two them. Of their members.
It would be so funny if they Talk. Played just the two of them.
All right, we have to move on, unfortunately, because we are running out of time.
Roxy Music, maybe?
Let's hear Roxy Music. This is Mother of Pearl.
Hell yeah,
we should
you.
Skip forward on this one.
Yeah, this is the beginning.
This is where it starts. Like,
it really changes.
It's a totally different song.
It's like fucking... what's that wing song that's like so
Band on the Run?
Band on the Run. This song is like a sweet, you know what I mean? It has so many things happening in it. I love this song. I've seen that something just out of reach, glowing very holy grail. Oh, mother of pearl, lustrous lady of the sacred world. Thus even Zarathustra, another time loser, could believe in you. With every goddess a let down, every idol a bring down, it gets you down. So much but the search for like perfection, your own predilection goes on and on and on.
It is weird how good this part is and how much I don't care for that first part.
Tommy was playing it, and I was like, I don't think this is Mother of Pearl.
Yeah.
I know this part so much better. I forgot how it started.
Oh, yeah. It's a sweet. This song is long.
Like this part where they say Mother of Pearl.
Yeah.
Wouldn't change you for another.
Yeah. Ooh, that is good.
So they were the big shocker of this year, right? They were the underdog that got
no
in.
No one saw it coming.
Kristen literally predicted it.
Oh, did you really?
And then I forgot.
And then, like, when we were talking about it, like, a few weeks ago, she was like, truly, no one predicted it. And I had to be like, you did on air, like, on mic. You.
That's amazing.
I did not remember. I was
but
like,
they,
did I?
They were a surprise. Honestly, Roxy Music and The Cure, it felt like outside shots.
Really?
Everyone thought Todd Rundgren would get in.
Todd Rundgren and maybe Kraftwerk seemed like the... But you didn't think Kraftwerk was ever going to get in?
No.
I guess because I saw Roy Traken's ballad, I thought.
Yeah. But
that was some inside talk I just said right
Well, everyone knows Roy Traken's ballad.
I mean, I saw Roy Traken's ballad, so you know.
Oh, my God. At any rate, Roxy Music played... They did not play this song. They played a bunch of really weird songs.
Again, like I was saying, all of Roxy Music sounds like it could be a parody. Like, it sounds like it's a fucking joke. The idea, like, the song, what's in every
dream home, a heartache, which is like one of their
it
most.
Is essentially like a spoken word over
dream
like.
Dream home, a heartache. Yeah, he sounds like a Dracula scene.
Yes.
And in every dream home, honestly, maybe put on in every dream home, just so you can hear.
I do want to hear that.
It
yeah.
is like an organ, very softly, and then he is like, he's Dracula. It's very Dracula. It's very
like,
Castlevania.
If someone was
dream
to
home, a heartache. Yeah, this is very spooky. Step
I take, they opened with this.
Wait, they played this
takes
song?
Me yeah. further from heaven. Is there a heaven?
Oh, deep.
Yeah, see, it's deep. This is what I'm saying. This is like when people do jokes about fucking beat poetry and stuff. This is like mm-hmm. when you're talking about like art rock and stuff, mm-hmm. it's like it's a guy just talking about the trappings of modern life over a spare organ, mm-hmm. you know, and he sounds incredibly pretentious. Like it's.
And they did this weird, like, they did, like, they really, it was a mood, because they did lights and, like, kind of fog, and then they, this is what they fucking opened with, and it,
wow.
it was unexpected.
Wow. That's wild.
And then just, like, a...
Occasionally a saxophone.
And a jack.
Oh, my God. Do you guys think there's a heaven?
That's to be discussed on this show. Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Save that for the Los Lonely Boys episode.
How far is we it? Need to
How far is heaven? It doesn't exist.
Yeah, they answer it in the last Whoa. Line. Then it just cuts out. That's why they're so lonely.
We kind of have to rush. You guys have to leave soon, right?
I guess so.
What time do you have to leave? Yeah, yeah. We have the famous 3 p.m. train to D.C. that was sung about in the song. All
right. The 3 p.m. train.
Take the 3 p.m. train to D.C.?
Oh, I was take the 3 p.m. to D.C. and I'll meet you at the station.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. They both
were. So all we have left is a song called Photograph. I'll sing it. Look at this photograph.
And finally, Nickelback got in after years of being on the ballot.
Snubs.
I'm sure someone has stood by Nickelback, yeah.
Not yet.
Well, you surprisingly,
no.
We have had one person who wants to. It's just scheduling hasn't worked.
Yeah.
You should tell them to move in.
Yes. That would be so much easier. Yeah.
Let's hear some of a Photograph from Def Leppard.
Oh, Joe thinks this is a perfect rock song.
I was having fun listening to it today.
It is good.
This song could also be Animal, in my opinion.
No, this song's so much better than Animal.
Really? Play Animal after this.
You guys
the beginning
tweet
of
at us what do you think is better.
I want people to tweet at us.
I want people. I like when people tweet at us. It's fun. We had some fun tweets this week.
We did?
Next time. What?
Tweet a photograph of yourself.
Yeah, tweet a photograph of
yourself. Or your just favorite, just your favorite photograph.
Yeah, of you.
I'm sorry. Oh, what? I don't want your phonograph because it's obsolete. I have.
I'm just saying, if Mad TV was on in the 80s,
mm-hmm. man, that would have been something. I guess we don't know that the show Fridays didn't do that.
Alexander Graham Bell parody.
Yeah, I just
right,
I
let's
think
hear some of Animal just to compare.
This song is so
I do
much
like
better
this
than
song.
Animal.
But I'm
oh,
just
wow.
saying that they're similar. I don't care for either one of them particularly, but Animal and Photograph sound similar, and I'm about to be vindicated.
I do like
it.
Oh, super
cool. Yeah.
I don't know if you expect me to.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, Kristen was looking at me like.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah?
In your damn face, dude. Yeah.
I don't know what they are saying.
They're similar in that they are both Def Leppard.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be what you're thinking. Like, other boys, the vocals sound similar.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like the same people playing a song.
Yeah.
For sure. I really like I like Def Leppard. I like Hysteria a lot and Rock of Ages and Love Bites.
Oh man, Love Bites.
That's
love
it. Yeah,
bites.
That's
I don't
those,
know that I agree with it on a philosophical
those
level.
Those heavy metal.
I think love is cool and beautiful.
I actually agree.
Yeah, interesting.
I think love is cool, but here's according to Def Leppard, it bites.
Yeah,
freaking sucks.
Up. I'm like. Hey, love bites, think, but does it chew?
Damn. If you think that love bites, tweet at us.
Tweet us a photograph of you biting into
Something you love.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So that's the playlist, I
that
believe.
That kind of metal, fucking metal ballads, though. There aren't that many heavy metal ballads that I like.
No. I mean, of the heavy metal ballads, that's like a...
I mean, maybe
one of the better ones.
Maybe Winds of Change by the Scorpions. Good lord.
But picture a guy with one arm doing it, though.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Hmm? Huh? Huh?
Ooh, Tom just doffed his cap.
It we went doffed up. Protest too much.
What was I gotta go.
What was Def Leppard like at the induction?
They were great. Really? They sounded like the records. You know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They opened with Hysteria, which was a dumb move.
You didn't like Hysteria as an opener?
No, it was a little mid-tempo, and we've clearly talked about this a lot already. but like,
that was very Beastie Boys, but you guys just did.
See, fellas, it's not that hard. They played Rock of Ages, Photograph, and Pour Some Sugar on Me, which were the ones that we predicted, and like those are the ones you should play.
They're
up-tempo,
yeah.
And also they have really good hooks and like riffs that like get you immediately. Whereas Hysteria just kind of plods along and... yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
That's
well,
what I got to say about Def Leppard.
That's what I'm on. Jackson Maine is here.
You, that sounds like Sling Blade.
Can I use eyebrows real?
Is that Buffalo Bill?
I think fucking Jackson Maine sounds like Buffalo Bill. Do you
I
not?
Think we've done more Jackson Maine references than any other podcast, and I have yet to see the film still.
I have not seen it, but I knew who you were talking about immediately.
You should
once
he's
getting in the Rock Hall.
You should be a singer, because you're so good. I mean, you should sing your own songs.
That's like the fact that anyone took that movie seriously when he's like,
so you want to be my girlfriend?
That's like, that's that whole fucking movie to me.
I actually think I pieced together the whole film based on this podcast.
Yeah, here's what I know about A Star is Born. I know that...
It's been a movie twice before, so like any spoilers are insane. I can think of two.
Yeah,
Barbara Streisand.
Streisand, but yeah. I thought it was another time. Well, who cares?
There's definitely at least
two. I know he pees himself, and then...
Yeah!
That's the end of the movie.
Yeah!
That's the final
That's what I heard. It's a tragedy, and it's just him on stage peeing. It's a Fergie moment.
Well, that was what Shakespeare said, is a comedy ends in a wedding, and a tragedy ends in a dude pissing himself.
Hey, we haven't talked about piss enough on this episode.
Love bites.
Yep.
All right, guys. That's been the show. Oh, we have to rate the playlist. 6 out of 6.
Yeah, killed it.
Yo, Tom, you speak for both of us.
All right. I love when I do that.
I love when I speak for both of us. Let's do some little plugs.
Yeah,
what do you guys? So this will be out not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after that.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Into April. April 3rd, we call it.
April 3rd. Oh, I will be in Manchester, New Hampshire tonight.
By the sea?
I will be, yes, ooh. Manchester, New Hampshire, by the sea.
He's going to be buying some furniture.
At the Shaskeen Pub doing a nice long set, so come see that.
Fun.
My man got that nice long set.
Yes,
long
sir.
Where will you guys be at?
My game show, Internet Explorer, will be at UCB Sunset on April 6th.
Jimmy Pardo.
Yes, Jimmy Pardo, Marg Helgenberger from CSI, and Frasier's Roz, Perry Gilpin.
Wow.
Will be in the damn mix.
That's tight.
Yeah. So that's my main thing.
Jackson main thing.
Kristen, what do you got?
I will be back in Los Angeles. I don't remember what I'm doing. I'll be on Blam 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 and something else. I can't remember. Check out HelloKristen.com.
Yeah.
That's where all my show dates are.
You can follow Kristen at K-Stud.
At K-Stud.
You can follow me at JoeKJoeK.
Listen to their podcast.
Check out the podcast.
Who cares about the
Rock
Hall?
They just had a Vulture exclusive.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, that was cool.
Maybe more to come. We'll see.
Queen. All right, guys.
Yeah, cool.
Tom will be in Canada.
The show. I'll be in Canada, but wait, this is the third that
it's going to come out April 3rd, yeah.
I'll be on tour throughout Ontario. So, hey.
With the JFL Touring Circus Live Show?
Yes.
Yes, the circus,
yeah. The JFL Road Show. We're going to be riding in this weird taxi that you can see on my Instagram.
Wait,
is that true?
What?
No, it's not true, but it's like a little
Oh, I see. It's a poster. I didn't get the joke.
Yeah, you got to check out the Instagram to get the joke,
yeah,
baby.
Check out Tom's Instagram to get all the jokes from today's episode.
I think this was a fun episode.
I think so.
Despite
I
Joe wanting
Despite
it to be me.
No, terrible attitude.
I loved it. I am pleasant. And I had a great
time. Kristen stayed the whole time.
Yeah, I did. Oh, shit. I was going to walk out. I'm too tired to
leave.
It's
not too late.
Shit.
Yeah, I'll be, the night you hear this, I'll be in Markham. So, hey, Thanks for listening, guys. Rate and review, whatever. Get on the Patreon.
Piss, piss, piss.
Piss, piss. You guys are piss freaks, and we love you. Bye.
Bye.